A likelier explanation is China's manufacturing boom, which afforded women unprecedented opportunities. In 1968, Mao Zedong enjoined female labourers to hold up half the sky. By the 1980s, their labour force participation hovered around 80%. Britain's then stood at 60%, and America's lower still. India, with a similar GDP per person to China at the time, barely managed 30%. Many successful Chinese businesswomen rose from the factory floor. In 2015, Zhou Chunfei, an erstwhile migrant worker who went on to found Lens Technology, maker of screens for Apple, took the title of the world's wealthiest self-made woman. After the government expanded college attendance in 1999, women began to prop up more than half the educational firmament. They make up 56% of graduates, though only 87 girls are born for every 100 boys. According to the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor, an index of startup activity, for 10 men starting a business in China, 8 women launched theirs. Between 2010 and 2018, China dropped from 61st among 134 countries to 103rd out of 149 in the World Economic Forum's Gender Gap Report. Economic disparities between the sexes tend to narrow as countries grow richer. China's have widened as privatizations in the 1990s prompted a sharper decline in the number of women than men in the urban workforce, and as women moved into lower-paying service jobs. Relative to that of men, female participation has been flat or falling every year since 2009 to 69%, similar to Japan and below Vietnam, Cambodia and Laos. Female wages, which were 17% below male wages in the early 1990s, are now 36% lower. A new Hurun list of 46 self-made billionaires under the age of 40 includes 16 Chinese founders, but just 2, both of them wives in couples that launched internet platforms, are women.